Congratulations, Paul Maguire, OAM.
Thanks very much, David. Both honoured and feeling very, very humble.
Did you know this was coming? Had you been advised that something was coming, or how did that work?
Yes and no. Firstly, my wife, Lynn, did not know until 10 p.m. after we came home from the outstanding Mackay Regional Council Australia Day Awards. I knew earlier that I'd been nominated. I didn't know who had nominated me. But you go through a due process over 4 to 6 months. So eventually, yes, a couple of weeks out, I had confirmation from the Governor-General's office that, yes, I was going to be receiving an award.
Paul, 55 years of working not just with your community, but I guess the international community, 1977 and JCs. So how'd you get involved?
I think back and, you know, when I first come to Mackay, I think about that decade. You know, I was 5 years treasurer of the Crippled Kids of Miss Australia Quest here. I was 3 years on the Mater Hospital Advisory Board. I had 3 years as a director of the new Mackay Brothers Legs Club. I had 3 years, I think, on the Mackay Turf Club committee and so on. And so, and in 77, I was invited to join JCs initially by John Wright, who was National Vice President at the time, but it was recommended to me by David Denny. I think one of the most inspiring results we had was in the Philippines. So I came up with the idea of setting up toy libraries in some of the orphanages, and with my wife Lynn, we went around and visited St. Vincent de Paul and numerous other things, and we set up a project which was called Have Your Pre-Loved Toys Reloved. But at the end of the day, we end up getting 2,860 toys sent to 4 to 6 toy libraries in the Philippines on a Russian ship who carried the freight to the container no charge from Brisbane to Metro Manila for us.
Paul, you mentioned you'd been invited to be involved on an international basis, and you were looking after various different countries, and that led to friendships, I guess, that will never end. You talk to people all over the world from that relationship.
Yes, when I was elected to the JCI International Board of Directors, I was originally in 1986, I went down to Colombia and stood as a candidate and was successful and was assigned to 12 countries in continental Mediterranean Europe.
Yep.
And the following year, I was elected as one of the 5 World Executive Vice Presidents, and I was responsible for the continent of Europe. That also logistically was quite challenging.
Paul, we could talk for ages. We don't have the time. But let's come back to local. And there's a lot of things you've been involved in here. You touched on Brothers just a while ago, but Brothers was huge and then went through a lot of financial issues and looked like it would fall. So a group of local business people got together and bought Brothers back.
It was a challenge. Unfortunately, when you go into bankruptcy, you were on the nose. So I took 2 months off work and knocked on doors and had this idea of setting up a support group, what we call the Leprechaun Park Property Group, and we went about raising $220,000 from a group of 8 businesses and families that provided the necessary support so that we could negotiate with the receivers and buy Leprechaun Park back. So we put in a fighting fund and fortunately progressively got people on board and was able to turn a negative into a positive. And 20 years on, it's a great multifaceted unisex facility that has been enhanced by a broader range of people.
On behalf of the community of the Mackay region, Paul, congratulations.
Thanks, Dave.